The email refers to the decisive role the student vote played in 1998 when Baldwin was first elected to Congress, and it urges students to get out and vote again this year. The Chancellor's Office says the mention of Baldwin's name in the email was not meant as an endorsement of her re-election bid, but Ron Greer sees it differently.
My name's never mentioned in that email, and he sends out to all the students. It's taxpayer-funded institution, taxpayer-funded internet service there, and students who are on the campus getting information from a tax-supported head of the institution. It's wrong, and it should be investigated, and he should be held accountable for it.
Baldwin herself says the chancellor's mention of her 1998 victory was simply a historical reference, and she applauds the university for encouraging student participation in the election.
We have a history and a tradition, especially on this campus at the UW-Madison, of active participation, and I don't think any candidate should ignore that. I'm pleased that the chancellor is encouraging voter participation.
But Greer has written the Board of Regents demanding that they publicly rebuke Wiley for using a get-out-the-vote message to endorse a specific candidate. A spokesperson for the Chancellor's Office says Wiley will defend the email for what it was and state clearly that it was not an endorsement. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.